Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. And let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life. Let me know eternal peace. Let the waves of absorption sweep me off my feet. And let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, diamond between. Let there be light in my life. Let there be road to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's around me. Let me roll free like the spirit I was meant to be.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine, and you are just listening to Kev Rowe. He's a fabulous artist out of New York. And you can find his music at kevrowe.bandcamp.com, kevrowe.bandcamp.com. I love Kev's music, and for those of you who have listened to me before, you know that I love his music. He just has such great lyrics that apply to the work that I do every day. So I want to thank him for allowing me to use his music, and I hope that you enjoy it and you check his stuff out. So good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you happen to be listening from. Here on the East Coast, it's 1:30 in the afternoon, the East Coast of the United States, July 18th. And we have so much going on right now, planetary-wise, that I wanted to really be sure to touch on that today because it ties into our topic of lineage clearing. And for those of you who are familiar with the term of lineage clearing, you know, it probably doesn't need a lot of explanation. But for those of you who are new to it, we carry through in our current lifetime those that have gone before us in the past in our lineage or bloodline, and we carry part of their DNA. We also carry patterns and part of their, it's not so much DNA, but it's imprinted energetics in our lives and fields. So those who have gone before you, how their life, what occurred in their life, can be affecting your life now. Now, you know, so many of us think that, or maybe have not considered this before, though many of you who are listening probably are familiar with past life regression, perhaps have even explored past life regression, and for those of you who haven't, you know, past life regression is a tech, let's say, what is it? It's not a technology, but it's a modality to access memories from past lives that are affecting you in this lifetime. And the lineage is sort of the same way. It's where things from lifetimes that you may have explored before can be affecting you in this current lifetime. And it can be for the positive or for the not so positive. It can be for learning lessons and expanding into higher levels of consciousness. And the same goes for the people in your lineage, in your bloodline, your relatives that have gone before you. And the effects can go all the way back to the very beginning of your lineage. So it's really important if you have blocks in your life, if you can't seem to move ahead, even though you seem to be doing all the right things, you know, for example, my own self, in the house that I'm currently in and have been in for the last 14 years, there's always something wrong or broken in this house. And with my car as well, since I've moved to this house, I've had car problems, mechanical problems, electrical, plumbing problems, everything you can imagine. You know, it's not the normal amount of things. It's excessive. And one thing that also I'd like to talk about a little bit is levels of energy, because everything has an energy vibration. And it's important that you are a vibrational match for the home that you live in. Well, my energy vibration on the Bovis scale registers between 15 and 23,000. The town I live in only registers at a 4,000. And the house that I live in registers at a 1,000. So that is a big, big, big discrepancy. And that is part of the reason why there are so many challenges here, because I don't resonate or vibrate at that low level that the house is at. Now, that vibration of 1,000 is oftentimes related to a place where there's somebody buried on the property, and there is someone buried on the property of this house, which I did not know when I bought it. And I was here for about a year when I discovered that. And it can be a place where there's some battles or murders or things like that. And so it lowers the vibration of the place that you're in. So even though the town resonates at a 4,000, which is still rather low, the house only resonates at a 1,000. So I'm actually in the process of putting the house back on the market and moving to a house that resonates in my vibrational level. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And the house where I'm going to be living resonates between 12 and 16,000. So that'll be very good for me. So these things are all sort of factors in what's going on in your life right now today. So before we go any further, I'd like to let you know how to find me when I'm off Blog Talk with my Blog Talk radio show, Stepping Into Your Light. And I thank you for joining me, by the way. Whether you're listening live or listening to the archive, the energy is fresh and live, even if you listen a year from now. So I welcome you, and I thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen in. So you can find me on Facebook. My private page is CynthiaFontaine.142. My public page is, it's long, Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. So I always recommend, if you have trouble finding my public page, go to my private page and then find my public page from there. You can friend me on my private page, but, you know, nothing happens there. I'm really on it. I really don't see the posts that people make on my wall because my energy is focused in other areas, but I do check my public page two or three times a day, and I post there, and that's where you'll see the action. You'll see up-and-coming events, or, you know, sometimes I will ask questions or run contests. When I do run a contest, however, the new Facebook rules require that I contact you by email, and I'm not allowed to contact you any longer through Facebook. So that being said, my email is my name, CynthiaFontaine@live.com, CynthiaFontaine at live, LIVE.com. So you can reach me through email or Facebook. The best really is to message me on Facebook because I see my messages on Facebook regularly. Sometimes because I literally get upwards of 500 emails a day, sometimes I miss an email. So if you have emailed me and haven't got a response, please don't be offended. You know, message me on Facebook and I'm sure to see that. Okay, so you can also follow me on Twitter. Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. So I guess that's about it. You can, my website, www.cynthiafontaine.com. And also, if you're interested in taking care of your skin and your body in a natural way, then you can find my all-natural line of body products at www.alchemyoftheearth.com. It's alchemyoftheearth.com, Alchemy of the Earth. And I have some really great products on there that my customers really, really love. And I'm not saying that because it's my line. People who use the line, really fall in love with it. The shave balm for all you girls out there. It's beach season here in the northern hemisphere. The shave balm is fantastic. And for you guys, too, leaves your skin smooth for longer periods of time. And you just get a nice, close, smooth shave and leaves your skin really, really soft. So I don't want to go too far into the body products because that's not what we're here for today, but I just want to let you know that that option's out there. And if you are sensitive or intuitive, you do want to check out my Aura Clearing Spray because that is formulated to get the psychic lint out of your energy field that you've picked up during the day. So if you work in an office or work with people all day, that's a great, great tool to have. You know, 3 or 4 o'clock when you get that lag time, just spray it all over yourself, and it gives you a pick-me-up and clears out the debris out of your energy field. Okay, so if you'd like to call in today and speak with me, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. I'm also in the chat room, so if you would like to join me in the chat room, I would be happy to chat with you there as well. And so please take advantage of that. I'd be happy to take callers today if you have questions related to the topic or general questions. I will be happy to do that. I will not be doing full readings today, so I would be happy to take a question or two. Okay, so that being said, let's talk a little bit about what's going on planet-wise right now. We are in the middle of a grand water trine. This is the first time this has happened in over 100 years. And this is a really, really super powerful time. And we actually have two grand trines this week, with Mercury getting ready to go into retrograde. And this is all about seeing the truth and researching what your truth is. Now, this super powerful time is also about it's walking in your truth, finding out what your truth is. It's giving birth to a new family. And that doesn't mean necessarily family that's related to you, but creating creating a new family, with friends and so forth. This is a new paradigm, and we're coming into a new reality. So this is the time where you may be forming new communities. Those communities may have, you know, begun many years ago, but they'll be strengthened now and fortified. We are finally in the age of Aquarius, which we've been waiting for about 40 or 50 years now. And this is the time of breaking down the walls of separation and realizing that we are all one. What you do to others, you do to yourself. Really, really important to remember. And so this is a time when you realize that we're all one and there is no separation, that it can be a little scary and feel vulnerable because you're wide open and exposed to other people. You're transparent for other people to see who you really are. So who is it that you really are? That's a really important question to ask right now. Do you know who you are? What are you really all about? So many of us are totally different people than we were 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. And, you know, a lot of you, especially if you're listening to my particular show, have probably experienced exponential growth, over the last several years, if not longer, where you've been soul searching and looking for what the true meaning of life maybe really is. What is this all about? Who are you really? Those are questions that you may have been asking yourself. So this is what that time is all about. It's knowing who you really are and showing the world who that is that you are. It's a really, really exciting time. And know that we can accomplish things and move forward in a positive way as one working together. So again, this week is going to be intensely powerful. Don't be surprised if it's very emotional. Clearing out old habits, old patterns, old relationships, tidying things up can sometimes be messy and very emotional. So, you know, and we've got a full moon coming up next week, the beginning of next week as well, which, you know, always heightens the emotions. So don't be surprised if you're feeling overwhelmed within this next week, especially in the next couple of weeks, because we have planets in the sign of water, and that brings emotions. So, and this is really a time to let go of all the old stuff. For those of you who have been listening to me recently, you know, I've been saying this really all year long. This is the year to shed the old and to, welcome in the new and fresh things. Welcome in who you are now as a person. Embrace who you've become and allow yourself to continue to evolve and become better and better all the time. As you can accept yourself more and more, then others around you will accept yourself for who you really are. So who is it that you want to be? What habits maybe do you want to change? You know, we're going through a birthing process, and it's like, being in labor. It's really difficult. It can be painful and really, really intense. So with that in mind, it's really important to remember to breathe through it and stay in the present moment. Don't go into the pain. Observe the pain as if you are someone looking at someone else's life. So rather than being in it and feel the pain, observe it from an outside point of view. And if you have difficulty doing that, you can try Colette Baron Reed's Envision process. It's really fantastic. You can find some videos on her website about how to do the Envision, where you ask your feelings, where am I, who am I listening to, and, those are good questions. Where am I and who am I listening to, and what time is it, what time in my life? So are you reverting to childhood memories or feelings and things like that with how you're living right now and the feel overwhelming emotions. So check the Envision process out. It's a fabulous process. And I do a lot of Carl Jung's work in my work with clients as well, where we will go through the creative visualization process and find out exactly where the emotions are coming from. And it's so, so helpful. It's amazing. And it can save years of therapy. Not therapy is great, you know, don't get me wrong on that, but this technique is just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So I urge you to stay in your body during this time. Try not to turn to food. You know, that chocolate candy bar or chocolate cake is sounding really good right now with all this emotional stuff going on, or that bag of potato chips, or perhaps, you know, alcohol, TV. There's lots of distractions that you can get into. So rather than burying your feelings in the distractions, I urge you to get into those feelings from an observer's point of view and, you know, find out who you really are. Open up to those feelings and, you know that it's best to open up to the emotions. Because if you keep it all bottled up inside, then that can lead to, you know, illness or things like that. So you want to really, this is the time to really get into that emotional stuff and break free of it. It's time to let all the old stuff out of your picture and, you know what your picture, what you want it to look like, who you are, who you want to be, who you've become, and who you are becoming. You know, Jupiter right now is on the scene, and Jupiter is all about expansion of who you are. It's about getting out of your safety zone and cutting the cords of the past, recreating yourself anew, and let go of the past. You know, these two trines, grand trines, are really stabilizing and fortifying us right now. It's all about getting into self-love and you know, knowing that you're okay. So the mantra for this week, and this is from the Pele Report, is the dark, wet womb of the mother is preparing to birth yet another. The new world, unlike any other, as my truth now lies uncovered. So as each one of you expose your authentic, true, spiritual self, your loving nature, it's time for you to shine. It's time for you to shine your light into the world and let the new world be birthed. Excuse me just one second while I take a drink. Oh, thank you. Sorry. Excuse me. I just want to say hi to everyone in the chat room. Thanks for joining me. If you have any questions, feel free to type them into the chat. And I'll be happy to take callers today. Again, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. So if you'd like to call in, that is the number. And again, I'll be happy to take calls today. So before I do take calls, I just want to finish up with the astrologically what's going on right now. And then if we can touch base back on this later towards the end of the show. So ask yourself or know, tell yourself that things in your life, you're the only one that can make the things in your life happen. In other words, don't wait for someone else to make things happen in your life. Don't wait for the government or Monsanto to decide, you know, they're not going to have GMOs anymore or whatever. Take responsibility for yourself. So, and by that, I mean, for example, with your food. Take responsibility for the food that you buy, the food that you eat, and the food that you serve to your loved ones. Take responsibility for that, and by being responsible, that's keeping in mind the what would be positive for the earth, for the planet itself, and for your health and your loved one's health as well. So what is it that you're feeding yourself or your and your loved ones? Is it wholesome, pure food, or is it genetically modified, full of chemicals and toxins? Really, really important question. And you can find on my Facebook page, Healthy Living, lots of helpful information about foods to really choose as organic foods if you can't afford to do all organic. I post regularly of what foods is really important to avoid the conventional foods of. So these are all part of the whole picture, part of your whole paradigm, and who you are and who you are becoming. Because when you clean things up, clean up your past, it's also important to clean up your present. And part of that is by the food that you put in your mouth as well and cleaning that up. So now is the time to tap into nature, get out in nature. Even if you live in a city, find a park with a tree and a bench or whatever. Go to the ocean. Get out in nature as much as possible. You know, right now is all about balancing the masculine and the feminine in this new paradigm. We've been waiting for this for decades. So take advantage of it. Really take advantage of it. So I'm going to go to the caller now. And the last four digits of the number are 6429. And hello, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I think I have lost them. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. As soon as I turned the microphone on, I lost the connection. So if you would like to call back in, and that's the last four digits of 6429, that would be great. Let me just try it one more time because it does say you're still on hold. Okay, caller,
hello?
Are you there?
Yes. Can
hello?
You hear me? Hello?
Area code 229.
Hello?
Last four digits, 429.
Hello?
Okay, it says you're here, but I am unable to hear you. So if you would like to hang up and call back in, are you there? You know, our connection is really bad, so please call back in. Your call has dropped, and that's last four digits, 6429. I'm really sorry about that, but the connection has dropped. Mercury is still in retrograde for two more days, which affects communication, electronics, all things like that. And I know this has been a tough Mercury retrograde for lots of people. I've just heard so many people having car problems, electrical problems, computer problems, phones dying. It just goes on and on. Okay, and I see our caller is back. Let me see if we can get that caller in now. This is 6429. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello. Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
Who am I speaking with?
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Who am I speaking with?
Justin.
Justin?
Yes.
Hi, Justin. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Good. And what are you calling in for today?
Well, I was listening to you talking about letting go of the past, and
mm-hmm.
you know, that's something I've struggled with, and I guess really not attempted to do yet. Went through some abuse as a teenager, early, you know, preteen, teenager years, from a stepmother. Sexual, extremely sexual, spankings, I'll put it that way. They were too often, and really for no reason. I think, I don't know if she enjoyed doing it or what, but and as an older adult, you see you know, you don't really realize it at that time what's going on, you know, as a child that doesn't register. And, you know, as an adult, you look back and you see, what the problems were with those situations. And, I've just struggled to get past that and deal with it.
Well, you know, Justin, that's really common for a lot of people, because as a child, even a teenager, we expect the adults in our lives are going to be good. And when things happen, we tend to take the blame that we've done something wrong.
Right. And that's, the way I was made to feel, like I was, causing all these problems and doing all these things wrong. And, and as I get older and I look back, I see where I was actually set up, where things would happen. And, just so she could do that to me.
Right. So know that
my father was a military guy, career military, so he was gone a lot. And I was the youngest child, and brothers and sisters had already, went to college and on in their lives. And so, it was my word against her word, and of course, she always got believed as far as, what happened.
Right, of course. And unfortunately, that's happened to a lot of us, so you're not alone in that. So know that. And, I think that we go through these experiences so that we can take them, learn from them, and be better as adults for them. I myself went through a very traumatic childhood and suffered through different types of abuse. And, of course, then you don't understand why. You think it's, all about something you've done wrong. And what I came to realize is that even the people who were the abusers, that's all they knew in the space and time, in their own space and time. And knowing that, and knowing that they couldn't have done anything different because they were at some point treated the same way, I've been able to look at that from a point of view as being an observer and say, well, it's made me who I am today, and I'm a better person for it. And I've been able to forgive those people in the past who, contributed a lot of pain to my life. And I've been through some pretty amazing things. I don't know if you've heard my show before, but I often talk about things that I went through as a child, and even into my adulthood, where I was held at gunpoint, as a hostage. I was strangled, abused as a child. So I come from a place of knowing how that is, So I really come from a place in my heart, and I feel what you're feeling with a lot of love, but I know that your time has come to really work through this and let it go. I can see this in your chart, and though sometimes we're not really sure how to do it, you can really simply start by saying, well, that is the best they could do at the time with the knowledge that they had. And just keep saying that in your head over and over again. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't, it doesn't take anything away from you. What it does do is start to help erase some of that pain. And, really know that it wasn't your fault. And that was the only way that your stepmother knew how to get attention.
Yeah, and like I say, I mean, my father was gone a lot of the time, and, you know, she never touched me, but she was thinking she would take my clothes, you know, my pants and underwear off, and so I was, you know, I was naked, and, you know, this continued on until, you know, I left home until I was 18 years old. And they got married when I was about 12.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and she told me if I didn't do it, you know, that I couldn't, you know, stay there. And, you know, I had no way to support myself or anywhere to go.
Right.
So I really had no choice.
Right.
You know, and it, you know, it was something, you know, I think she enjoyed seeing that and enjoyed doing it. I don't know. She would do it for any little thing, you know, if I left the bed unmade or, you know what I mean? I mean, just any little thing and, you know, that's immediately what would happen.
Right. Well, that you know, that would leave you really vulnerable, you know,
yeah,
as
I mean,
a
it was
child.
Embarrassing, you know?
Right, exactly. And, you know, I would probably guess to say that some of those patterns have repeated in your life where you've been in situations that have made you very vulnerable, or you've held yourself in a space where you don't let people get close enough to you to be vulnerable.
That would be more like it. I guess I'm very guarded. I don't give people a chance to get close enough to hurt me.
Right, and I can
you
see
know,
that.
Because at that time, I couldn't do anything about it. You know, as an adult, you know, you can guard yourself.
So know that now you can do something about it. You know, I feel that despite that, you know, you've done pretty well, as far as maintaining a fairly healthy mental status. You know, so I really compliment you on that. And, you know that you always have help from higher realms, whether you call that God or angels or whatever you believe in as a higher power. So know that you're never alone. And if you're feeling vulnerable, you know, feel free to reach out and call on them. And,
I think when things happen to children have an amazing ability to block things out or to recover from them, you know.
Absolutely.
When traumatic things happen to adults, that seems to hurt as an adult much more when you have a traumatic thing happen to you. But when it happens as a child, it just seems like there's an ability to bounce back from that you don't have as an adult. I guess just from my experience.
Right. Yes, I totally agree with that. And you're right. Oftentimes children do block things out. For example, I, for many, many years, I had no memory before the time I was 12 years old. It just was gone because I completely shut it off. But, you know, through a lot of work with coaches and I had a fabulous family counselor, you know, we were able to sort of not even so much uncover the things, because you don't always have to uncover it, but we're able to see patterns that have continued in my life as an adult because of the abuse as a child. And, you know, when you can look at those patterns, now say, oh, well, look, I have chosen as an adult to get into an abusive relationship, whether it's somebody that has substance problems, or I've chosen not to be in relationships at all and to be shut off. So when you can now look at that and recognize why you're making the choices that you have and that you are, now that gives you a perspective and a position to be able to make a different choice. And I really feel that that's where you are in your life right now. You're standing at the edge of an abyss, and you're saying, okay, I don't want to be here anymore, but how do I get off the edge? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I've done well, as you know, financially and, you know, life-wise, as far as, you know, I guess what most people would consider life,
right.
You know, working, job and all that. But, you know, as far as having very close relationships, marriage, things like that, and I'm 34, I'll be 34 this year. You know, it's just those things I've avoided. And just mainly,
right.
I, you know, I've just mainly taken care of myself. I'm not worried about anybody else, you know, up until this point. And, you know, I would love to have, you know, a wife, family, kids. I mean, and that'd be great.
Uh-huh.
It's just, you know, like you say, it's hard for me to trust people. Man, struggle trusting people.
That's understandable. You know, that's really understandable. And I can see that you've done well. And, again, I commend you for that. But I really feel like now you're ready to tackle this arena that, you know, you weren't really prepared to do before this time. And, you know, so what
and
I would
I've
recommend
never really
is... Sorry?
I said I've never really talked about it before.
Right.
You know, I guess professionally with, you know, with a counselor or anything. And, you know, at the time... You know, I knew in the back of my mind what she was doing was wrong, especially the older I got, you know, around the 15, 16 years old.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know if I chose consciously or subconsciously maybe not to do anything about it, or I went along with it, or, you know, I don't know the best way to describe it, but...
Right.
You know, you know, I just continued to take it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Even though I knew, you know, that, you know, that shouldn't be happening.
Right, right. And, you know, that happens with thousands and thousands of kids out there because you don't have the tools in your toolbox to be able to make a different choice. You know, you're fearing for your safety and having a roof over your head, and that's a very real thing when you're a kid. If that's being threatened, then, you know, most children are going to do what they're told to do.
I tried to stand up to her one time when I was, you know, around that 15 or 16 years of age, and, you know, when I told her no, that she wasn't going to do it, she just calmly asked me to get something out of her car from outside, and when I walked outside, she locked the door.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, you know, I could come back inside whenever I chose to let her spank me. And
right.
So, I waited out there for probably hours, you know, and then finally, you know, I just went along with it.
Right.
You know, that's just the situation. That's how it was.
Right, right. Yes, I totally understand. You know, of course, you know, we're not going to be able to solve this in the short time that we have now. You know, but I would like to give you a couple of tools to go away with to help you be able to start trusting yourself, for one thing. Now, you know, you've been able to show yourself, even though you were not able to. You felt you were in a position where you couldn't take care of yourself then, and you felt trapped in that state in that situation. You've proven to yourself that you are capable and have done very well for taking care of yourself. Know that you know you've done remarkably well in that area. So no one can ever take that away from you again. Okay. And
I think that was a lot of my drive as a young person probably came from that, you know, to succeed and to do well. And, you know, maybe that was, you know, in a roundabout way a good thing. I mean, not necessarily a good thing, but it, like you say, it made me who I am today.
Right, right, absolutely. And now you can look back at that situation and know that it wasn't you who was unwell, it was your stepmom. And when you can say that, you know, try to look at her in a way with compassion, knowing that she was really unwell. and it didn't have anything to do with you. But what it has done for you, it has made you strong in a way that you know you will always be able to take care of yourself. And that little guy inside who was not able to care for himself, now you have the chance to take care of him and help that hurt child inside be healed. And, you know, that's really what it's going to take for you to be able to open up and get into a relationship that, you know, with someone you can trust. And until you can start, you know, expressing the compassion and acknowledging that you are there for yourself and you will always be there for you, when you can start owning that, that's when you'll be able to start opening up to others.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds, I understand the, you know, the concept, and I know what I need to do. It's just hard to do it. It's very
hard
to do it.
It absolutely is hard. And, it's especially hard.
Theoretically, I understand it. Emotionally,
right.
Not being able to do it.
Right. And that's common, you know, especially from a male point of view, because, you know, you guys are brought up to be tough for the most part, especially military. You know, boys don't cry. Boys aren't allowed to have feelings. Boys aren't allowed to express that, you know.
See, I went into the military young to get away from home.
Right.
And, you know, so I think even some of the psychological play on that was, you know, a woman doing that. You know, if it had been another man, you know, in a dominant type, you know, position, it might have been different. You know what I mean? I mean, there's that other psychological play on it as a young man. You know, when a woman is doing that to you, you know,
right.
not that, you know, there's a power role or anything, but. You know, there's just a different element to it.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah,
especially
absolutely.
At the age I was.
Right.
You know, having clothes off, and you know, there were things that happened, and you know that, you know, were reactions at that age that I didn't mean to happen, and you know, just a lot of things went on, and
of course.
I think that's, you know, part of the reason she did it. She enjoyed seeing that, and
right.
You know, I don't know. You know, like I said, I don't know what was in her mind, but
right.
You know,
well, you know, it's,
I mean, there had to be some enjoyment there.
Right, but you know, at this point, knowing why is not what's important. Just knowing that now is the time for you to step back and know that it wasn't you, and why she did it is not important at all. Right now is the time for you to say, okay, I'm ready to face this and I'm ready to heal. I would really, really encourage you to seek out a coach. Whether that be myself or someone else, or, you know, to find a good counselor in your area. Because, again, we're not going to be able to solve all this in the short time we have on the show.
Do you do that?
I guess I do.
I take it you do that.
I do. And we only have about 45 seconds left here.
That's fine.
We do have
Is there a website that I can get all, you know, contact you through?
There is. It's www.cynthiafontaine.com.
Okay.
And we've got people in the chat room who are sending you love and healing energy and wishing you wellness on your path to healing. So we have a great community here. We have a really great community here. So if you're on Facebook, you know, feel free to join me on Facebook as well. I pop in there 3 or 4 times a day. And we have a really, really great community. And we are out of time.
That's fine. Well, I appreciate you taking the time you did.
Well, I appreciate it. If you want to hold on, I'll talk to you for a few more minutes after the end of the show, okay?
Sure.
I'm going to put you back on, Justin.
Okay.
Okay. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. Let's see. We've still got 9 minutes to go. I've got 2 clocks running. Okay. We do still have 9 minutes to go. So I am just going to bring Justin on for another minute here. So hold on, guys. Justin, are you there?
I'm still here.
Sorry, I've got 2 clocks going. We still have 9 minutes to go. I really feel like it was beneficial for the diamond for on a more private in a more private arena, you know, where we can really get into the situation and where I can help you start to work your way on. Yeah, you know, there's a saying in AA and Al-Anon that says, you know, if you walk into the woods for 20 years, you can't expect to walk out overnight, you know. So be easy on yourself. Just start to embrace that it wasn't you, it was your stepmother. You know, she's the one that was unwell. And now it's time for you to heal. And, I'd be happy and honored to walk on that journey with you.
Yeah, I will hold on to the end of the show. And
okay, great.
You can, I can get your contact information and all from you.
Okay, great. Super. Okay, yeah, because I would like to talk a little bit more about lineage and everything and clearing so our listeners can get some information on that as well. So, yeah, if you hold on, I will get back to you at the end of the show.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in, Justin. And I know by your calling in, it's really going to help other people to be able to face their fears and things that they've gone through as well. So thank you for opening up and putting that out there for other, because it will help other people. So thank you. So hold the line.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, this is a common thing, the conversation I just had with Justin. It's a really common thing for a lot of us out there to have experienced some kind of abuse as a child. And very often, when we look back through our bloodline, through our lineage and heritage, you'll find that pattern has almost definitely repeated over and over and over again. My own life and my own family, I experienced these things as well. In different ways than just an experience. But, when it comes down to it, it's all really sort of the same type of energy. And the healing process doesn't happen overnight, but it's taking the first step forward is the biggest and most difficult step. So for all of you who are out there embarking on this journey, I really, really compliment you. And, I offer you a lot of support, compassion, and love. And know that, you can do this. I've done it. There are lots of us out there who have gone through similar and even sometimes more horrific things. And somehow we come out on the other side better for it. So if you're wherever you are on your journey, know that there is help available out there, whether that is using someone like myself or a counselor. There's lots of help out there available. So it's taking the first step. And, that first step may be a book for you. That's how it started with me. You might go to the bookstore and pick up a book that pops out at you and begin your healing process. And when you begin to heal, it helps your whole lineage heal. Sometimes we need to take it a step further and really get into doing some ancestry work and doing clearing with the ancestry work. And this can often be difficult to do by yourself, and having a coach who does ancestry clearing can be very, very helpful and beneficial. I'm myself working right now with my medicine woman, Althea Gray, the Peach Buddha, and, you know, we're doing some amazing things together. And I've been trying to trace my family tree now for quite some time, and interestingly enough, popped up in the heritage that I have a Jewish bloodline, and that part of the family was shunned when someone in the family jumped over to Catholicism. So, and that pattern has continued in my family, where family members have been shunned by other family members because of, you know, personal choices. So we're working on clearing that right now. And so it's really interesting the things that you can uncover in doing ancestry work and the things that you can go back and heal. Because when you go back and look at it and you can offer those things back to your ancestors, and even though someone may not be of your bloodline, if they are in your family through marriage or whatever, that is part of your, becomes part of your makeup of who you are. So when you can offer back what is theirs to them and, let them know that it's their karma, not yours, and that they have to take back those things that they perhaps pushed on you when you were maybe vulnerable as a child, or perhaps some of your ancestors pushed on others. It's their responsibility to take those actions back. It's not your responsibility to hold on to them anymore. For example, one thing that is in my bloodline is physical problems with the hip and problems with the feet, which I wasn't aware of. And I have those problems with my hips and my feet. So you give it back to those who originally had the problem, and you offer it back to them. And I'm looking forward to, my hips and my feet improving by doing that. And it may take time. I don't expect it to happen overnight, although things can happen very rapidly sometimes when you just allow the space for it to happen. If you start looking at patterns in your family, you will recognize things such as alcoholism, abuse, and things like that. And when you can start to understand that it's not your responsibility to keep those things and to explore or have those things happen to you any longer, then you offer them back to your ancestors. And the best way to do that is really with coaching. You can do it yourself by offering it back to them, but oftentimes because we are experiencing it or we experience these things, sometimes we can't see the depths of it. Sometimes we can't see the cause of it. But just know that you can just offer it back. So we only have just a little over a minute left here. And I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show today, and also thank those who will listen to the replay in the archive. If you have questions or concerns or would like to contact me for more information about working with me, my website is www.cynthiafontaine.com, CYNTHIA. You can follow me on Twitter at Cynthia Fontaine, at Cynthia Fontaine. And I am also on Facebook. My private page is CynthiaFontaine.142. And if you really want to see what's going on, then you will follow my public page, and that's Intuitive Medium, Psychic Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. That's where all the action happens. Nothing happens on my private page. So I encourage you to like my public page. And, you know, that's where I really interact with you guys. So thank you all for tuning in today. This is a really deep topic, and I think we will definitely do some more work on this again. Thank you again, Justin, for calling in. Thank you for those in the chat room. Have a great week, and tune in tonight on the Angel Network Radio. I will be a guest at 9 p.m. tonight Eastern Time on the Angel Network Radio. Thanks again, everyone. Love you. Have a wonderful week, and I hope to see you tonight.